Thank you for calling our staff Fiverr. My name is Franmi. May I ask who I have the pleasure to speak with?
Patricia Richards.
Hi, good afternoon. Ms. Richards, how are you today?
I am good.
Good
I
to
have
hear.
called in the last 2 or 3 weeks to set up service, and then I've never heard from you again, and I don't understand what's going on. I'm just calling to figure out what's happening.
Okay, I'll be able to see. Have you you signed up already for the service?
I'm not sure. I thought I did, and I thought I had an appointment last week for them to do it, but usually people send you a text saying to remind you, but you didn't send me anything, so I wasn't sure what's going on. I'm calling now to find out what is happening.
Okay, I do understand. So I found an account with your name. Can you please verify for me your address?
60 Grant Street, Kingston, New York, 12401.
Oh, thank you so much. And the email address that you have on file?
PatRichards0331@outlook.com.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Let me take a look and see what happened if you had an appointment. Okay, it looks like we gave you a call on the 23rd to reschedule the appointment five business days from 9:25. Okay, so yes,
okay.
It looks like that. Yes, it seems that there was an issue and that we couldn't do that appointment that you already had, so we needed to reschedule it for after the 25th, 5 days from the 25th.
So you don't have a local number?
A phone number for us?
A local phone number for you. Not for me, but for you.
So we have is the 855-272-4866.
Yeah. Okay. I don't answer any long-distance phone calls out of the area, so that's why I did not answer your phone. I didn't know. I thought you had a local, since you're in Kingston, I thought you had a local phone number.
Yes. No, it would not come up with an 845 area code. The 855, that will be our staff fiber.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I do apologize for that, Ms. Richards. So let me go ahead and let me see when opened. Okay, today's the 26th of our business. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. Is October 3rd a good day for you? Is a Thursday?
I think it is, actually. I think our appointments are on the 2nd and the 4th.
Okay. Let me see. I do have in the morning at 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. I also have in the afternoon at 1 p.m. or 3 p.m.
No, the morning.
The morning. Earlier, is it the 9 or the, or, I'm sorry, the 8 o'clock or the 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
And what? Okay. That is the 10. Mm-hmm. 1-3. Okay.
Yes, so October 3rd at 10 a.m., okay?
Okay, now, are they coming in the house? Are they going to be outside or what?
So the first step is they will come the days before your installation and assess your property, how, and they see how, what's the best way to bring the fiber into your house. For that part, you don't need to be home. They're probably just going to give you a call and let you know what they're going to be doing outside.
Excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt you, but okay. I think they were here a couple weeks ago because I got a message saying our internet would be iffy because they're working, and it came from Archtop.
Okay, so if they've done that already, then they don't have to come again until the third. That's the day that they will come in your house and do the actual installation and bring you all the equipment.
Okay. Very good.
All right. Is anything else I can assist you with today, Ms. Richards?
No, I have everything I need now, thank goodness. Okay. Thank you.
Perfect. All right, you're
Thank
welcome.
you.
Thank you so much for calling us at Farber. You have a great day.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.